Welcome to the chat with Linda Sims live on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Streaming live on the web, www.wwgh1071fm. You have the opportunity to download free app called TuneIn and search WWGH on any electronic device. Please call in if you would like to connect with my guest or myself, or if you would like to share your questions, your thoughts, or your ideas, please call 740-383-9944. Again, that number is 740-383-9944. And again, thank you for listening. I have a thought for you today. Go out into the world today and love the people you meet. Let your presence light new light in the hearts of others. I'm sorry. It may lead them to new heights, right? Right, because love is contagious and it should be. Let me share with you those who faithfully support the chat, starting with VITM, Bishop J.C. Church of Bucyrus, Ohio, 485 State Route 4 South. Telephone number there is 419-563-9565. Chappie's Hydraulics Hose Specialist, LLC, 309 Suite A, North Main Street. Telephone number 740-382-8552, and that is from Marion, Ohio. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson. Address is 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement for Logos Christian Ministries, free produce market every second Saturday of every month from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m., 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. No appointment or pre-registration or paperwork required. Individuals simply will be asked to sign in at the produce market and provide name and number of people in their family. So those of you who are in need of assistance, please make note of that. Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company for your real estate needs with 25 years of experience working for you. LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number there is 1-800-347-5322. We've been reading some contest oratoricals from school-age children in reference to the Martin Luther King Day celebration of his birth. And not only that, the kickoff of Black History Month starts February the 1st. And this is Leah Simer. She's a junior division runner-up, Columbus Academy, 6th grade, Upper Arlington, Ohio. And she says, based on Martin Luther King's speeches, I believe there are ways to fix these problems of gender equality. People need to stick together and work together and show each other unconditional love. Men and women need to give each other equal opportunities to succeed. And a child will lead them, right?
That's wonderful that you're reading from the children.
Yes, age 11.
Oh, that's cool. Very profound.
They pay attention even though we think they're not.
Oh, they do.
They're watching us. Yes. And the voice you hear is Doris Schwartz with 100 Women here in Marion, Ohio. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Great. Glad that you have me once again.
Yes. How's your new year going?
Wonderful. Fast. I can't believe January's almost gone. So we were just talking about that this morning at a meeting I was at. It's like, wow, February's right around the corner already. How's that happening?
I don't know. It seems like we stand still according to the pace of time nowadays, you know. Yeah. It's like, wow.
Yeah, that's true.
We can't hold on to it. It's just gone.
Mm-mm.
And I was, someone was they had a recipe, a friend of mine out in California, about tea cakes, right?
Oh,
just,
okay.
Oh, just get them for your grandchildren. You know, they'll love them. I'm thinking, they're all grown. Except for one. He's going to be 14 this year.
Oh,
and I'm like,
yes.
I very seldom get a chance to see him at all. So
yeah,
I may fix the tea cakes and I may not.
Oh,
right?
There you go. Yeah. They're busy at 14.
Yes, they are.
They're busy.
Yes,
yeah.
They
He's
are.
Your youngest.
He's the youngest.
Youngest.
Oh, I'm like, what happened to all the time?
I know. Oh.
Yeah. They're starting families of their own,
right?
You know,
yeah.
Going to college, and
yeah, which we want them to do. We grow
yes.
them to do that. It's
yes.
still hard
yes.
to let go, but we
yes.
want them to do that. We don't want them to live at home when they're 40. So
that's true. That's true. So how do you feel about that, Doris? Time just getting away from
it. It is. Like, my son just turned 40, and my dad's 94, and we just put him in an assisted living facility. I told you I just came back from Tennessee. So yeah, time is just whittling away, and it's kind of frightening sometimes.
It is.
So you know what? That's why we have to make the most of each day. That's
Amen.
Why we have to have some purpose, and we have to make the most of each day and not let
yes,
it be whittled away. What is your purpose? What are you going to do today that's
right.
going to make a difference?
Right.
So, yes.
And live it as if it's your last day.
You know, because it very well could be.
That's true.
Absolutely, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, what do you want to do today?
Mm. A scary thought, but true, right?
Yeah.
Mm? Wow. Absolutely. So, you can bring us up a little bit from, you know, how you ended up 100 women, how they ended up 2017, and what we are looking forward to in 2018.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this will be our first meeting for 2018. Our next meeting is Monday, February 5th, so that's right around the corner. That's, appreciate you having me on right before the meeting. But we have been, you know, involved with this since May of 2014. So this will actually be our fourth year come May 2018. But since we have been founded, we have given totals donated to through November 2017, mm-hmm. which was our last meeting, has been a total of $61,923 since its inception. So we're quite proud of that, you know, that that we have grown to the point where we have reached our 100 members.
Right,
we are
right.
called 100 Women Who Care. We have reached 100, a little bit over 100. I think last we checked was 101. But we feel that it has grown only because that people see that it, you know, it is a purpose for Marion. Monies go towards local charities only that we decide upon among us as a group. So every member has a say and can nominate, and we pull from a hat, and then those, we pull three every quarter that will speak at the next meeting. And then we vote on that anonymously, and then those are the people that get the funds, and we all write our personal checks for that organization. So no money goes through the hands of the organization. It's getting
right.
directly to the charity that we've chosen. Coming up for November's meeting, the nominations are, let's see here. For November's meeting will be Cents for Shoes, Marion Area Humane Society, and Marion Matters. So what's interesting about that is oftentimes, you know, the three that are pulled from the hat that get mm-hmm. to talk about their purpose and what they do, and why should you vote for the funds for this, is that sometimes we've never heard of some of these, and we
sure.
hear some wonderful stories of things going on in our community that we would not have known about had it been for that. For instance, I don't know that I know much about Sense for Shoes. I've heard of it. It sounds familiar.
Yeah.
And that was actually nominated by a group, because we have teams and individual people that join. And this was nominated by a group called Friends of the Palace. So there's a group
okay.
from the Palace that actually nominated that. Another group that nominated Marion Area Humane Society, that was called Kids Rock. So everybody makes up their own little creative names for their teens. And Marion Matters was nominated by Kara Stevens. As I said, you know, we have groups and then we have individuals. So that's how it works. You
right,
know, you can choose
right.
to join as an individual, but we meet four times a year, February, May, August, and November. The meetings are quick. They last an hour. We know everybody's busy, and you know we're committed to not take up too much of their time.
Right.
Each member or group of members commits to donating $100 per meeting to the chosen organization. Groups of 2 to 4 may join and share the cost. For instance, you know, as individual, I would write a check $100 four times a year,
right,
to the charities. A group of 4 to collectively would you know, join their funds for 100, which would be 25 each. So,
right.
You know, so it's like, how can I join? You know, maybe I can't afford that. Well, you can get some friends together, cousins, relatives, whatever. Make your own group, come up with a catchy name, and you're part of 100 Women Who Care. So that way it makes it affordable for anybody that, you know, would like to be involved but just can't. You know, there are levels we can do
right.
So, and again, like I said, each meeting we all can nominate. And 3 organizations are drawn, and each organization at the next meeting has 5 minutes to present an overview of their mission. We have a question and answering period afterward because we all, you know, have questions. What do you do? And I never heard of this before. Tell us a little bit more. Then all members present vote for 1 of the 3. And like I said, the majority rules, and then we all write that check. We all agree that, you know, the majority rules. We'll write
right.
that check.
That's true.
Maybe that's not the one you voted for, but you agree that, hey, that's a worthy cause, and we're
right.
going to write the check.
That's the one that pulled out the hat, right?
Right, exactly. It's very fair right. and anonymous, and that's, you know, that's nice.
Yes,
at
is.
The following meeting, a representative from the organization will tell us how they use those funds. So mm-hmm. that's always good to hear those stories
yes,
as
it
well.
Is.
It's so heartwarming. I mean, you certainly have a feel-good feeling when you write the check, but you also have a feel-good feeling when you hear about what you helped to promote, what you helped that organization do. And, you know, the way people say, why would I join 100 Women? I do this, I do that. Well, and that's fine because everybody has their cause.
That's
but
true.
We ask them to think about it like this. Like, I could easily write a check to Boys and Girls Club,
mm-hmm.
and that $25 is going to do good. It's going to help them. But collectively, if we write a check or we get a series of checks or a bunch of checks from our organization that's $5,000, they can do some things, some tremendous things with those funds. So, again, you know, it just gives them a little bit more empowerment to say, we've always wanted to do this, and now we can because we have this chunk of money. So not that $25 isn't a good amount to give. It's just collectively we can do so much more. So
right.
it's the power of women working together. So actually I said Boys and Girls Club because they were actually the recipient of our November funds. They received $5,400 from our November meeting.
Wow.
So
that was good.
Yes, isn't that amazing?
Yes, that
so
is.
They will come to our meeting in February and
mm-hmm.
tell us what did you use those funds for? How is that going to help the community, help the people in your, you know, that, you know, are part of your organization.
Great.
So,
great.
So
they're somewhat accountable also.
Absolutely. Accountability for sure. Yes. And it's good to hear those. Like I said, we hear some wonderful heartwarming stories and, there's never an organization nominated that doesn't have the need or the passion to carry on their work. So it's actually a very good learning session,
mm-hmm.
you know, about wow, you guys do amazing work. Wow.
Yes,
and, you know, we've had even people say, you know, I wouldn't mind volunteering. So, you know, what can I do? You know, so they'll approach them after the meeting and say, hey, do you need help? I would like to be mm-hmm. a part of your group. So it all also helps them in other ways, you know. So,
great.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yes, it is. So
that is wonderful. Right. So, even though other people are, like you said, a palace, have nominated the Sense for Shoes. Now, is that for people who are disabled or something like that?
Well,
or?
You know what? Sense for Shoes, we're going to learn about that in February.
Okay.
Because that's one of the ones that, you know, that was nominated that got pulled out of the hat.
Right,
Sense
right.
for Shoes, Marion Air Humane Society, which most people know what that is.
Right.
And Marion Matters, people are learning what that is. So, and they have been nominated before. So if you've nominated one before and if they had a chance to speak about the organization and they didn't win those
okay.
funds or weren't awarded those funds, funds, I mean, that you can have them back. So one organization, like, say, Boys and Girls Club is getting the funds from November. So mm-hmm. it'll be another year before, you know, that they will be eligible to receive funds. So we want to be able to spread that out a little bit and have others benefit, have the opportunity. Yes. So, yeah, how wonderful was that, that a group of people that are part of the Palace, that are friends of the Palace, nominated another organization that they think worthy. So, you know, they all have giving, loving hearts. But again, I can't answer your questions about Sense for Shoes because we're going to learn about it in February. I just don't know. So, like I said, every meeting's a learning experience, and we're going to find out what
and
they
plus
do.
100 women have helped Palace Theater, what, at least twice?
I mean, we keep a running list of who's received funds and how much. And you know, we gain respect in the community because, you know, there's no one that can't be nominated, except they do have to be a 501c3. Okay. They do have to fall within that category. It can't be like a GoFundMe account that somebody's, you know, trying to help somebody that, you know, for a funeral or something like that. It's got to be actual. Yeah. It's got to be. So we do have a few rules there that
the
doesn't actually have
that
to
has
be.
Come together,
right. That has come together because there's other needs out there in the community. We're not saying they're not. But for this, they do have to be a 501c3 to do that. So there are a few simple rules for that. But yeah, again, like I said, only an organization can get the funds on once a year. But we keep a running list, like I said, that, you know, of who received the funds and how much. And we have helped so many organizations since our inception of May 2014. And I have to go back to talk about, you know, when we were talking about it, and, you know, there's always negativity out there. I remember someone saying, well, you'll never get 100 women in Marion that care. Oh, no, just watch us, you know, don't give us a challenge, because we'll show you differently. Yeah, and there's a lot more women out there. I mean, it's just, again, it may not be a fit for everybody, and
that's
we understand
true.
That maybe they would rather just do rather than write a check.
And it's funny how people use their mouth to try to bring you down or to slow you down or to stop you.
Yeah, there's always that. But you know what? We've turned some people around, too. So, you know, it doesn't mean that we can't persuade them otherwise. And that's what
that's
I like
right.
is people are, once they learn, again, we say, you don't have to join.
Right,
you can just
right.
come and listen and learn and see if that's for you or not. You may say, no, that's not for me.
Right.
I want to choose who I want to write a check to a few times a year. And that's fine. We respect that. And mm-hmm. and it, like I said, it's not a fit for everybody. But it's like, don't discount it. Come and listen and learn. And you may, some people just join that night. I said, this is awesome. I want to join that night.
Right.
And some will say, I'm going to join the next meeting. So they sign the papers and, you know, that they want to commit to be a part of it. So, and there's never any pressure. It's just all information. I mean, you know, just like it's a very respectful organization. Just come and listen and learn and see if it's something you want to be a part of. Or maybe you won't, but I've had many women say, you know what? I already volunteer and I spend a lot, you know, doing this with time, but my mom would love this. This is exactly up my mom's alley, and then they'll bring her or whatever. So it's word of mouth.
Right.
We do have a Facebook page. It's called 100 Women Who Care Marion.
Right.
And you can Google it and find it and easily see it. And we do have a website, 100womenwhocare.org. 100womenwhocare.org, and that's 100100.
Okay.
A Facebook page. We always put our meetings up there. We always put out, you know, who you know, how the meeting went and who got the funds and everything. So it's very informational. You can message us there if you have mm-hmm. questions. You can phone me. You can phone anyone that you know that's a member. So there's different ways. You can even respond to the website and ask questions or whatever. So we have received new volunteers through different ways, through people coming to the meeting with a friend, through people, Marion Star's had a few articles about the different radio stations have had us, which has been wonderful. So any way we can get the word out that that we exist. I'm sure there's people in Marion that still don't know that we exist. I'm positive.
Yes,
absolutely. Yeah. What?
It's hard to keep up with things.
Marion's hopping, isn't it?
Yes,
Marion
is
hopping and growing,
yes,
and there's things all over the place. That
yes.
There's so many wonderful things going on in our town now. I'm just so excited about 2018.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
me
we
too.
We are a community that people are talking about.
Oh yes.
We are. People are like saying, "Wow, what's going on, Marion?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
What are they doing?" So.
But that's a good thing. I mean, because there was a time when it was all negativity.
Exactly.
Try,
exactly.
Know.
Yeah. It's, and you know, what do you say to that sometimes? You know, because you know, some of it was true, you know. But
citizens like you who have helped turn the negativity around. And, you know, we applaud all of you who have worked so hard and diligently to turn our community around.
And it takes everybody. It
yes,
takes
it does.
Everybody. It's not one organization or one group. You know, it's not just, you know, 100 Women. You have Downtown Marion. You have Marion Made. You have, you know, we have some wonderful things. We have Palace Theater. We have a lot of, we have our wonderful radio stations who gets the words out, you know
yes.
what I mean? Seriously, collectively, and you take all these entities, we're a fabulous community.
Yes,
we are fabulous, and I would argue that with anybody says we are. And
yes.
have fun. I'd have fun doing it, too. I would
yes.
be doing it in a very friendly, fun way, but yes.
Absolutely, yes. Gives us something to look forward to every month.
Absolutely,
you know, it's like,
yes.
okay, Christmas is over. Downtown was beautifully lit, and I thought, wow, it was really pretty.
It was,
I really
wasn't
it?
Yes, I just loved it, and all the new restaurants. People are hopping downtown and experiencing things, you know, that they never thought they would. So,
and it's something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Marion, Ohio. We're back on the map again.
We're back on
right?
the map.
Back in
yeah,
the conversation.
We are.
Yes. And that is so, so important with every community because, you know, we don't want our communities to die out.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
especially
this
all the history that we have
we
here.
Don't we have the history?
Yes,
we sure do.
Do.
And we have a lot of people in this community that know a lot of that history,
mm-hmm.
and value them and, you know, appreciate hearing about the past
right,
and
right.
how can we use the past to better our now, you know, you can't like live in the past and say,
no,
I remember this.
No.
That's great to remember it and
right.
learn from it, but let's move forward and let's make some changes and let's learn from our past and what can we do different and what can
mm-hmm.
we, you know, so, you know, you don't want to stay in the past.
Oh, no.
You know, you don't want to stay in the past or the,
wish
the, you know, what do people say all the time? Those were the days. Yeah, they were the days,
yeah.
but these are the days.
Yes, they are.
The here and now, these are the days.
And, you know, I looked that up in the Bible and it says, you don't speak wisely when you say that.
Oh, you just gave me chills. Yes, I'd so
people
true.
Say, oh, those were the days
yes.
that you want to continue to live.
Right.
He said, you do not speak wisely.
Right. And the thing is, you know, you cherish those days.
Yes.
And, you know, but you can't go back to those
no.
days.
No.
You can't. But it's good to have fond memories, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
But to be in this moment and wish for those days. Right.
Right. There
don't
you
speak
go.
Wisely. Yes.
That's,
that's
not
very
wise.
Well. Yes.
That's not wise.
That's a good quote, Linda.
Well, not to me, but you know.
That's right. From the word.
The
absolutely.
Word of God, you
yes.
know. And when you go through Proverbs, it's like wisdom, 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 and knowledge, you know, and then understanding of what the word of God says. But I'm like, oh, yeah, I have done that myself. I remember
oh, I've
when,
done. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. I did this and I did that, but what's wrong with me now?
Yes, but we can't go back.
I'm not the
back.
Same person.
Yes.
See, that's what we don't realize. We're not the same.
And if you are, that's not good.
No, it's not
you
good.
Know, if we didn't grow, absolutely.
We're ever changing, aren't we?
Uh-huh.
Ever
for
changing.
Sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that was
striving
good.
To be better, though.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. Absolutely. Wow. So, Doris, you ended 2017, 100 Women, with a bang. You did great
we
work.
We did.
Last year.
Yeah, we did.
And gained great strides, and we're looking at 2018, and you have given us the list of the three nominees, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And from where that, I can say, somewhat ends, what are your foresights for 2018?
Well, for 2018, you know, this started with a group of four of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still the, what do we call it? We're, you know, we're not a board. We're not president, vice president. We call it the steering committee.
Okay.
So what we would like to see in 2018 is to see a little bit of a transition. Continue what we're doing, but
right.
as far as the leadership goes, see a little bit of a transition with that. And to have some of the other members take on some of the roles so that we can all, you know, all be involved at some point, have our hands, you know, in part of our organization. Because we tell them, it's not the four of us, our organization.
Right.
It's ours, collectively, all of you here in this room.
Right.
So we want, you know, and that's the way to do it, is not to always look to us. Yes, we were one of the few that founded it and started it, and and, you know, are keeping it going, but right, it's right. ours. We all own it. So let's, how can we get you guys involved? So we're having different people be greeters, different people maybe taking on some of the finance. And like I said, the money doesn't go through our hands, you know, mm-hmm. in a bank or anything like that, but we just pass it through. But we do have accountability and we keep track.
Right.
So, you know, we're just looking for some of the younger people or some of the people that, you know, part of our organization to maybe take on some of those roles, you know, and maybe that's how, you know, we keep going in a way. But yes, as far as goals, it's to continue to grow, to continue to reach out to other people. I mean, who's to say we can't strive for 200 people?
That's
true. So, and whether they're teams or groups, it doesn't matter, whatever fits your needs. But I think we are in a spot now where we've got that comfort that we kind of have it down. Mm-hmm. You know, that doesn't mean we won't tweak as we go along. Like, you know, maybe we need to look at it this way. And we always ask the members, what do you think about this? Do we need to change this little rule a little bit? What would be, if there's, you know, you've got to be able to be fluid mm-hmm. in how your organization is run or in how you do things based on, because things change.
Yes, they
do. You know,
if
you're not, like, didn't we just say that? If you're not changing, you're not growing.
That's
so we're
true.
Not... so proud or so, I don't know what the word is, to think that, okay, there isn't a better way.
Right.
Or there isn't, okay, right. maybe we never
or
thought.
No one else can do this but us.
Yes,
and a
right.
lot of people think that. You
yes,
know,
absolutely. I mean, who isn't replaceable?
Right.
I mean, if you think you are, you're wrong. So,
right.
You know, anybody can do it that once, and, you know, we would teach and we would train. But so we're in a bit of a transition there. We want people to know that, you know, they can be a part of this mm-hmm. as far as the steering committee role. And like I said, we know that we're fluid enough to know that we can look at things and say, you know, how can we be better? Or how can, if somebody has an idea, well, let's talk about that.
That's right.
You know, let's take a few minutes and talk about what do you think? And then we go back and forth because we value every member's opinion and every member's input.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, we're not, you know, up here with a mallet saying, oh, this is the rule or this is, you know, and that's what I love about it is it's you. And you know, who would have ever thought you'd get 100 women in a room where we can all agree on something?
And I can hear men, all they're doing in there is just yapping, yapping, yapping. You know, that's what they say about us, right?
Yeah.
And giggling and cackling.
Yeah,
you know, like
but you know what? We're in and out in an hour. Who'd have thought that, too? So, and you know, and that's what's attractive to a lot of women. We're busy.
Right.
Whether you're a millennial or you're, you know, you're in college or you're a retired woman, whatever, that doesn't mean you're not as busy as somebody that's working 8 to 5 or
that's true.
Whatever, because it's amazing how your lives can change and evolve. And that, you know, so we have all different demographics of women.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all busy and we all do want to get in and out of that meeting. That's why it's so perfect for people is that maybe we've attracted someone because they don't have time to go work and volunteer at the Humane Society for maybe 3 hours every Saturday.
Yeah.
But they are able to write a check.
That's
you know,
true.
So and thank goodness there are people that do have that time that can go to an organization or whatever and donate their time, but not everybody does. Or maybe they have their organization where they do donate their time,
mm-hmm.
but they wanted to know how else can I help the community, and they can write that check.
Right.
So we do attract all different kinds of people, and that's what I love. We look around and we see some of the younger people now. It's like, yay! Because, you know, there for a while it was kind of, you know, a certain age group, and so now we have all ages. I just love it.
That's
it. It's
wonderful.
A lot of fun.
Wonderful. Wow. It is just wonderful. You know, you just never know what organization is going to pop up, what their purpose is, and how it's going to help the community.
Right.
But
yeah.
I see everything being a plus to our community.
Yeah.
It's something that we need that we maybe don't even be aware of ourselves because we can't cover everything, one person or group of people, you know,
right.
It's like the new restaurants and things that we have, you know, who would have thought Main Squeeze, you know?
Oh, I know Main Squeeze and
How's
Trace
that going?
And they're wonderfully.
I see their doors are still open.
I
That's
love
great.
Their juices. They're doing great. You know, but people have to support and people are coming out. And I heard a little story, the other evening, The good and the bad of it is that one couple, or actually a group of people, went into one restaurant downtown and was full. Mm-hmm. Went to another restaurant downtown, it was full. Ooh. Went to another restaurant. You know what? Now people are getting the idea. I guess maybe I need to make reservations like you do in Columbus.
Right.
You know, so that's it's like, great. And by that time, they didn't have time to go anywhere to be able to sit and get served to go to the movie at the Palace. Mm-hmm. So you have to kind of plan now, like isn't you did in you know, Columbus. You know, if you're going to go to Columbus, you just can't say, I can get into this restaurant. It's going to be 2 hours. Well, then you miss your show. So you have to plan ahead. You have to realize, you know, we are hopping, you know, and you know, the good news was that everything was full. The bad news was that they had to go to, you know, like a fast food restaurant,
right.
You know, so, but, so yeah, I mean, that's like, yeah, that's pretty awesome.
That is.
Yeah. And that was just right downtown.
Whoa.
That was right downtown.
Remember that.
Yes.
Make reservations.
Yes. Make reservations if you can. So, and there's more coming. So, yeah, so, and, you know, and we want more than just restaurants. I mean, we're working, and, you know, as you know as well, I'm on the downtown board, and, you know, we're working for other things to get businesses and, you know, feed people that are actually working downtown. And, you know, we're going to go out and have lunch. We're going to be able to, you know, kind of enjoy it. And there's more things happening. So, yeah, I mean, and again, like you said, there's a lot of organizations that are have their hand in something that have, made a difference. Married Made, look what they're doing. I mean, Married Matters, look what they do. I mean, there's so many organizations. One organization can't be charged with changing the world.
No,
I mean, some people say, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? And say, wait a minute, you know, why doesn't Downtown do this? Or why doesn't Married Made do that? Wait a minute.
Right.
They're charged with doing this.
Right.
If they do this, and this organization does that, and this organization does that, then together we're making a difference. But not every, you know, you got to remember there's mission statements for every organization and what
True.
They're trying to do.
True.
And I think sometimes people forget that,
mm-hmm.
that one organization can't do it all.
Right, that's their bylaw.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, yeah, that's important too.
Yes, it is.
But I'm not with that, and I'm not on that right now. Maybe mm-hmm. that might be my passion later, you know, because you kind of want to, we want it all to succeed because
yes,
when other organizations succeed, we succeed, or Marion succeeds, you know, when one restaurant succeeds, another restaurant that's been in business downtown for many years is going to continue to succeed. It's not mm-hmm. taking away, it's adding to. So, and I think we have that mindset now. It's not competition.
That's true.
It's not competition. We're all in this together.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that mindset's changed. Been on the downtown board for 6 years now, and the mindset's changed. And I see it with people, you know, when I go to 100 Women, they see mm-hmm. the excitement, you know, about people being involved, you know. So, you know, everything's all abuzz right now.
Right, because when you think that your town or community has died and you slowly see it resurrected, and then you're looking at all the new prospects and all the new businesses and all the new people involved that's working together to make your community better, you know, then you get hope.
Right, you do.
Know?
And I think we've finally gotten away from the mindset that, oh, we were hopping when all the factories were here. Well, you know what? Industries changed.
Yes, they do.
We can't bring back a Tecumseh. We can't bring back some of the... I mean, it's not going to happen.
No.
But, you know, you have to look beyond.
Gone.
Exactly.
Yes.
Get out of that factory mindset. It's not,
yes.
it's not the way of the world anymore because
no.
everything is just robotics and everything. I mean, things have changed.
Yes, they
and
have.
You have to know that when you make decisions and look and, you know, not dwell in the past, like you said,
and
look to the future and make the most of each day. And, you know, if you have that mindset, you know, we can move forward.
That's true.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of people say, well, what happened to the Marion Power Shovel? I don't know, really.
And it really doesn't matter now.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, we've got some great history there, though.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
And it's not to forget it, but we can't, like, remain there.
I get
stuck there.
Yeah.
Stuck there. You can't get stuck. Yes, great.
I mean,
secretary
there.
Yeah. Oh, well, my father-in-law worked there, retired from there, had a great pension from there. Yes, wonderful things.
Yes.
But you can't, like, just get stuck there. It's not going to go back.
No.
You can't go back. Let's move forward.
That's
true. But it is part of our history.
Right.
And we have to respect that.
And we think about the space shuttle. You know, Marion Power Shovel made those shovels, drag lines, and drills, and they use one of those.
And something for us to be proud of.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
Yes, it is.
But it's not going to happen again.
No. That has even changed, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. The flight to space has even changed.
Yes, yes.
It's not the same.
No, it's not, because technology changes everything. So,
yes, it does.
That's the only way we grow is to keep at it. I mean, look at this now. You have stem cell therapy and you have different things that can avoid surgeries. And, you know, I mean, the life expectancy of everybody is way up there now. Like I said, my dad's 94 and we just put him in assisted living and he's doing wonderful there. And, you know, you know.
Things have changed.
Yeah, people are living longer.
Right. Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. Yes, they are. But, wow.
And the quality of life is better, too.
Yes, it is. Medicine has improved.
Yes, yeah. Surgeries.
And I think people try to take better care of themselves.
I think so, too.
You know?
Yeah,
And that has something to do with it, too. Mm-hmm. And our pastor was saying, how many of you remember when you had to have an antenna on top of your TV like the rabbit ears to get 3 channels and they were black and white? Who remembers?
I remember
you
that.
You really don't
want to. Yeah, it's like, yeah, I'm from that era. Yes, I remember that.
Know, because that dates you, right?
It does.
But look how far we've gone.
Oh, my gosh.
You know?
In 5 years, it's hard to imagine what what technology will be there that we just can't even fathom right now. It's exciting.
It is exciting. And what I didn't really realize is when the flat screen TVs came out, that was our new computer.
Yeah. I mean, look how that evolved. Yeah. Yeah.
That's our new computer.
That's true.
You don't even need that little screen
anymore. No.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, wow. I mean, I'm just getting this revelation maybe a week or so ago. That is your computer now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, and your modem. That's all you need.
Yeah. Well, yes. And that's how many people. I still have my computer. But, I mean, yeah, that's, you know, the younger generation. They know the technology.
That
and
is
how
the
it
future.
So if you don't know, ask your grandchild.
That's
okay,
true.
How do I do this?
And they know.
Oh, they do. Yeah, they're not afraid to mess with it. You know, we're like, wait a minute, I don't want to press the wrong thing. But they're like, no, I'll do this. You know, they're not afraid because they grew up that way. You know, they got their little iPads and they're watching their little, you know, Disney, you know, cartoons or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like.
Yeah. But, and I look at that too, like, we have, or our children have raised children without fear.
Yeah,
which
that's
is a
true.
Little different.
Yeah.
In the way we were raised.
That's true, yeah.
They're not afraid to do that.
No, they're not.
Not much of anything.
Yeah, well, knowledge takes away fear, too, mm-hmm. you know, and it's because mm-hmm. they've got that knowledge, and they're like, I've done this before. So.
I was scared to do anything when I was growing up, but it was instilled in us, you know, when we were growing up.
Oh,
can't go here, can't go there, don't you dare do that or that, you know. Plus, we got spanked, which you call spanking, you know.
Yeah.
So we had stuff to, you know, deal with back in those days, but I don't think too many.
We've evolved really well, haven't
we? Yes, we have.
We've evolved.
A generation
really
with no fear. Yeah, that's true. They fear nothing. Nothing. My grandson, he does the same thing. A laptop I had, he just come, well, Grandma, let me do this for you. He was probably 12 then, 11 or 12, but he got me all set up and everything. He just going 90 miles an hour.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow, okay.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, their little minds, they've got little, great minds.
And he knew what he was doing. You know, setting me up, and I'm thinking, wow. So I'm still behind in that era, but I'm trying to catch up.
You're trying to catch up.
I'm trying to catch up.
Yeah, we don't want to get in our little bubble, and then as these new things come out, I'm like, I can't know. We got to be willing to embrace it, too, or we're going to be, like, stuck in the,
absolutely.
You know, in ages, you know, like.
You're so right. You are so right. But, you know, talking about 2018 and how things are evolving and what we have to look forward to for our community and even personally, you know, there's nothing wrong with making goals for yourself and your own family, you know, and what you want to look forward to and taking trips. Doris just got back from, you said Kentucky or Tennessee?
Well, Tennessee. It was a trip with where most of my family is. Like I said, we moved my dad into assisted living. So, but, you know, it gives me time to, my brothers and my sisters are there. And, you know, so it gave us some time there with them, my niece and nephew. And, you know, but the purpose was to put my dad in assisted living. And, you know, like, you know, isn't that something new? There was an assisted living, you know, the generation before that. And because the need's there because people are living longer, and it's, you know, it's a beautiful facility, and they treat them with love and respect, and you know, it's nice that those facilities are there.
Right.
You know, I'm in Ohio, he's in Tennessee, and my family that's down there, they're still working. They, you know, can only do so much.
Right,
and my brother does a wonderful job. He's pretty much his main caretaker, but.
Okay.
This beautiful facility that it's basically a mansion that was converted into it was an old hotel that a guy had a guy with a lot of money buys old historic buildings throughout Tennessee and Kentucky, and even Ohio, and then converts him to assisted living, affordable assisted living, because when he was looking for a place for his own mother, he wasn't happy with it. So it's just absolutely
beautiful. That's true, because they take every dime they have.
Yes, and he's just very, he's got a good heart, and you can tell that with the way the facility is ran. So we're feeling really good about that.
And they provide their meals and everything.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Transportation also.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that is
a different world.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And we thank God for all those little things that have come together to help us, even with our parents. And it's such a blessing that you still have your father.
Yeah, 94. He's the last of all the siblings. He's the last of his family. Yeah, that's living. Yeah. Yeah, and we just attended a 100th birthday for on the other side of my family, my husband's family. Right. 100th birthday, you know. Who'd have thought I'd ever be attending a 100th birthday for an aunt, so a great aunt. So how fun. Something. It was fun.
Ooh,
yeah.
And there's a lot of people. Like, I'm 106.
Oh, you know, my goodness. Yeah, so you know what? Back to what you were saying, you know, we have the most of every day, but we've got to take care of ourselves.
That's true.
You know, we do owe it to ourselves to... You know, to give the community and do things, but we do ultimately take care of ourselves.
We have to.
You know, to be able to do those things and, you know, be a well-rounded person spiritually, you know, education, you never stop learning, whatever. To have all of those pieces together, and I think that's why you see a lot of longevity. It's a whole whole package.
Yes.
But I do want to say, I wanted to say too, and I forgot to say this, when we do have our 100 Women Who Care meetings, since our first one for 2018 is February,
that's
that the 6th. It's that the February 6th. It's always the first Monday every quarter.
So that's a week from yesterday.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So that's February 5th. I was wrong. February 5th. And it's at 6 o'clock, but it's at the Women's Club Home. And I did want to just say something about them, the Women's Club Home on East Center Street, that they graciously let us meet there. They're another organization that I admire. They've actually won some funds from us, but they're renovating that place, and they just feel that 100 Women Who Care fits their purpose and their, you know, what they would like to promote for women and everything. It kind of we're a perfect fit, so they allow us to meet there graciously every quarter, free of charge, at this beautiful facility. Right. They set it up for us, and so it's a cooperative, it's a collaborative effort. Like I said, all these organizations together is what makes things work. When we have the respect and with each other, organization. Like I said, there's no competition. We're just all in this together. What can we do to make our community better? And they're a part of that too. So I did want to tell them about that. So yeah, if you want to join them, they do some fabulous things. So
that's true. Well, at least come and see what it's about if you're interested. You know,
yeah.
Bring a friend with you. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You can come as early as 5:30. We actually start the meeting promptly at 6. So you can come at 5:30 and we can, you know, give you some brochures. You can get comfortable in a chair or whatever. And so the 6 o'clock we can start, and we get you out there at 7. Out at 7, it's like, oh my gosh, we did it again. 100 women in here, and we got you out at 7 o'clock. Who'd have thought? Yakety yakety yak.
Right. I don't think too many people would think that.
Sometimes I'm astounded. Like, whoa, we're good.
In and out. Yes. And you only meet once every 3 months.
Once a quarter. Yeah. February, May. August, November, and that fits, you know, the needs and the purpose, and it's working.
Wow,
it's working, and we're smiling.
Yes, you're so right. And that's new for women, I tell you. I try to be time sensitive too. It's important to be time sensitive because you don't want to take advantage of other people's time.
Right.
Or people taking advantage of your time.
Yep.
You know, be there and be on time, and let's do what
we
got to
start.
Do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Then we can all go home. Right? Or carry on the day.
To do your next, your next thing on your agenda.
Your next thing. Wow. And I'm thinking 2018, we have to live a day at a time, but we are going into our second month. Getting ready to celebrate Valentine's Day.
True. Yeah.
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 Already, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then I was thinking, well, after that is spring break for the school children and also colleges. And it won't be long before it's here. Mm-hmm. It won't be long before it's here.
It won't be long. And we'll have buds on our trees outside, and it'll be spring.
That's true.
So just.
And I saw someone said on Facebook, "It's not over yet. Winter's not over
yet." It's not. All the hype about the 40 years ago, the blizzard of 78. Yeah, we're back to having more of what Ohio winters are really, really supposed to be. Last year was too mild. I mean. We loved it, but it was more mild than ever.
Yeah, and it's like the past 3 or 4 years have been mild.
They haven't. We don't know what Ohio can do.
No, and our bodies have kind of adapted to that milder winter.
Yes, you do. You get
so
used to that.
So we get this bitterly cold January. You know how many people
it's
got sick?
It's almost unbearable. Yes. It was cold. It was cold, yeah.
The sicknesses, illnesses, colds, flu, and pneumonia went up 30% from last year.
Right. I saw that on the news. 30% up. But yeah.
Because our bodies were not adapted to it anymore.
Not yet. Yeah, we've got, yeah. I don't want that flu, though.
Me either. I saw many people going outside, coat on, but not buttoned. Throat all open and everything.
Yeah.
Because they were so used to the other, it's not really that cold out there, till you get out there.
And then the wind gets blowing, the wind can be fierce sometimes.
And it was bone chilling. It was to the bone, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, goodness. Woo, go home and drink some hot cocoa.
Yeah, we're not used to that, yeah.
Yeah. I was just drinking hot water, if I could just get that
Yeah,
down.
Just something hot, or just something you can hold that's hot.
Yes,
you know?
Put my socks in the dryer.
That's a good idea.
Get them heated up,
good idea.
At least I don't have to go in the basement, do my laundry. But I have an upstairs laundry room. I'm like, okay, dryer, let's go to work. Throw my blankets in there.
Throw a blanket in there. Yeah, that's absolutely a good idea.
I invested in an electric blanket about 5 years ago because I thought my bedroom was the coldest room in the
house. Yeah, and I like it chilly, but I like to have we have a heated mattress pad.
There you go.
So, but we like it cooler for breathing.
Right.
But yet that warmth is what I need. So yes. Dual control, so I can have it on. My husband doesn't. So
same here. Yeah. Same here. Those feet get cold, and it's like they won't get warm.
No. Yeah, once you get, bone chilling, like you said.
Gosh.
You almost have to take a hot bath just to get past that or get the fire going.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, we thank God for bringing us through January. I don't know what February and March is going to hold as far as winter is concerned, but I hope it continues to be like it is now. We didn't get that 3 inches.
No,
that
we
was
didn't.
Expected
yeah.
yesterday.
Yeah. So stay warm out there.
Yes. Stay warm. Stay warm.
Stay warm. Come to 100 Women next Monday night.
Yes, do that. How can they get in touch with you?
They can call me at 740-360-2738. They can go to our page, 100 Women Who Care Marion, on Facebook and just do the message, and I'll see that. Any one of the four steering committee people will see that. Or you go to our website, and if you want to learn a little bit, you can read. But again, you can just come to the meeting at 6 o'clock at the Women's Club home Monday night and just show up and listen. No pressure to join, just to learn.
Well, thank you, Doris Schwartz of 100 Women. Thank you for coming and sharing with us here at the chat with Linda Sims on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Thank you all for tuning in and listening. Until next time, be blessed. Thank you.